She has won Emmys, SAG Awards, NAACP Image Awards. She's been nominated for Tony. In fact, she's nominated along with the entire cast of Lincoln for a SAG Award for Best Ensemble Picture Actors and all that kind of great stuff. She is a star of stage, screen, and a little bit of television. She is S. Epatha Murkison, but she is more important because she's helping to Find Our Missing. She is the host of TV One's outstanding Find Our Missing. It had its premiere on yesterday, but the regular time will be Monday nights, 9 o'clock, right after Indiana's most favorite TV One show other than Find Our Missing, which is Parole Diaries. It is an honor and a privilege to talk to living history, S. Epatha Murkison. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for having us on.
You have done so much in your career. How did you get wrapped up in this project, Find Our Missing?
It was really simple. I got a call from TV One asking, would I be interested in hosting it? And literally, I had been listening on the radio to this dialogue that had been started about that there be not enough national attention paid to persons of color who had gone missing. So it was really a no-brainer. When they asked, I immediately said yes.
Yeah, well, when the first season of Find Our Missing, it got written up in, of all things, the New York Times, talking about the type of program it is. What kind of feedback have you gotten, first of all, from that first season?
Well, you know, unfortunately, we haven't gotten a lot of leads, and that's what we were really hopeful for. Mm-hmm. But people are watching, and that is what is most important, that people are watching, that this show has a national forum. Because, indeed, if someone goes missing in New York, for instance, they may very well end up in California or somewhere else in the country. So this national forum becomes very, very important. And we're hoping that this season, what we're adding are to each episode are found stories, so that people can have the understanding that there is hope. So I'm so looking forward to this new season. I'm looking forward to perhaps helping these families reunite or give them some type of closure.
I know when I went to the TV One website, tvoneonline.com, and looked up the information on the show, they also had some tips for listeners, for folks in the community, if you run into these situations, because sometimes it's parents abducting their children
absolutely.
And grandchildren.
And one of the things that TV One has done is connect, again, in partnership with the Black and Missing Foundation. And this organization was created to raise awareness and to have this attention paid to the plight of missing people of color. And they do list so many things that will be helpful for families to notice things. You know, because sometimes it is family member. And so you have to be a little more aware within your own family and within your immediate community.
We're with S. Epatha Murkison. She is the star of Find Our Missing, Mondays at 9 on TV One, when you can watch TV One wherever, you know, good cable programs are shown. You are, as I didn't realize, you were a Saginaw, Michigan girl.
No, I was only born there. I'm a Detroit girl.
Oh, here we go. All right.
I know nothing about Saginaw, Michigan. I'm a Detroit girl through and through.
Graduate of Wayne State. Is acting what you wanted to do with your life?
Yes, it is. I have a Bachelor of Fine Art in theater, and as a kid, I was always doing plays and things in school. So, yeah, it is exactly what I've wanted to do. So I've been really lucky to be able to focus on a career and live it.
I mentioned in the introduction that you have already won a Screen Actors Guild Award. You are part of the ensemble cast of Lincoln that is nominated for, I guess, what the SAG calls like the best picture, but everybody gets a statue. If Lincoln wins, I'm going to see you on stage next week. I got to ask you, I was surprised when I went to see Lincoln to see you in the movie.
Yeah, you know, so many people don't know the story of Lydia Hamilton Smith, so it really is quite an eye-opener for, I think, everyone that sees it. And I think it was really perfect that it wasn't announced, and so that when you go, you do have an understanding of the extreme reasons why Thaddeus Stevens was so, it was so important to him that the 13th Amendment be passed.
And I'm not going to spoil it for my listeners who have not seen the movie, but it was kind of like a twist and a shock. And yes, you made me go home and Google your character so that I can learn more about her.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing that's so wonderful about film and television, is that at its best, not only can it entertain, but it can educate.
What, other than Find Our Missing, what's in your pipeline? What projects you got? When will we see you back on stage, on TV? What else you got going, girl?
Well, I just started working on Deception, the new show with Megan Good. I play her mother on that. I have a film coming out that I'm very excited about on Mother's Day of this year called We the Peoples, with Kerry Washington and David Alan Greer and Craig Robinson, a great crew of actors. It's my first comedy, and so I'm really looking forward to that and very excited about that.
You mean to tell me throughout your career you've never done a comedy?
No, and a lot of people think I'm very funny. We'll see.
they say it is. I have heard interviews with actors and actresses that say that comedy is harder than drama. Did you find that in that experience?
It is much, much harder. I've always had admiration for folks who can get up and do stand-up. I mean, it's really pretty raw. And it's all about timing with comedy, and you have to have, you know, good timing, and we will see. I know I will say this, that I was bolstered by one of the most incredible casts, and so it was a great, great time to work with them, and I learned so much from them.
What are you most proud of in your career? I mean, you've been doing this a while, and my audience knows I have a bunch of gray hair. So I've been around, you know, privileged to do what I do. You've been around a couple of years, privileged to do what you do. What's been the highlight for you?
I think you're only as good as your next job. So my highlight is that I keep getting work. I think that's a good, one of the best things as an actor. You want to continue to work. If there are moments that I'd have to list, Piano Lesson on Broadway was probably one of those, working with August Wilson and Lloyd Richards, our director. Lackawanna Blues, of course, with working with George Wolfe and that tremendous cast. There are certainly highlights, but I think for me, my ideal of a great career is one where you are consistently working.
you mentioned two great directors. What was it like also working with Steven Spielberg?
Oh, it was fabulous. You know, that, and working on that film, I only worked with Tommy Lee Jones and with Steven. I was in and out shortly, but he's very, very present. He knows exactly what he wants. He's just a lovely man to work with. There's conversation around what you're doing, and you know, there aren't that many takes. He knows what he wants, and it was really quite an experience to work with him.
I gotta ask you, if Tommy Lee wins the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, he's gonna let you hold it for a minute?
I'm gonna ask, that's for sure.
And again, I don't know whether you saw all the nominees this morning for the Academy Awards, but people are buzzing about this 9-year-old young lady.
Have you seen Beasts of the Wild? I mean, she really is quite extraordinary. And to be the youngest woman to have nominated, I think it's just extraordinary. But you have to see her. She's just so present. I mean, that's the word. I think that's my catchword lately, when someone is just so there, and to be so young and to have an understanding of what it is she's going through is astounding.
You, and,
it was not only a surprise, but quite a pleasant surprise this morning.
Well, you know, it was a shock to me, you know, watching it, because everybody, you know, particularly in the African-American community, we were, you know, looking for Denzel to be nominated. That was as expected. We were looking to see what Django would end up. And obviously, right, the African-American actors were not blessed with the nomination. And all of a sudden, here comes Best Actress. And I looked at this picture and I'm going, she looked like a sister. And then I went to Google, started looking it up. And I if that movie played here, it was like for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Nobody really knew about it. But if I were that movie distributor, I would kind of bring that back out quickly.
Because, well, I think that's probably exactly what's going to happen now, because of not only the fact that it is an extraordinary film, it's so beautifully filmed, and the performances are just so sweet, this relationship between daughter and father. And I think that now, because of the nominations for both the actress and the director, I believe that now this film will get a greater audience, and it should. It is really an extraordinary film.
And it's actually a counterbalance to the controversy everybody's saying about Django Unchained.
Yeah,
this is a counterbalance to that.
It's Quentin Tarantino, so there's always going to be controversy around Quentin. And this film just sort of snuck up around the back, you know. But I think when you see this film, you will really be pleased and amazed at this wonderful, wonderful story.
But before you see that film that we're talking about, you gotta watch Monday nights, 9 o'clock. First of all, there is no more Monday Night Football, so that's not gonna bother you. We don't play basketball games that often on Monday night, so you have no excuse not to watch Find Our Missing on TV One right after Parole. Have you watched Parole Diaries?
You know, I haven't.
Oh, that's about us.
I've got them on the computer today, so I'll be able to watch them today, a couple of them today. Listen, thank you so much for your support, because it's so important that we have a national forum for this conversation about our missing. And so thank you for supporting, and I do urge everyone to go to the website and see if there's anything that they know, because it may be something very inconsequential that may help connect a family.
Esapaitha Merkerson, it's an honor and a privilege to talk to you. I know you got a whole lot of other people to talk to, so we're going to say goodbye. God bless you, my sister.
Well, thank you so much, and have a good day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.